Day 11, February 28th. Today's reflection is based on Mark, chapter 2, verse 23 through chapter 3, verse 6, and was written by Nathan Salamaca, class of 2023. As a person in full-time ministry, and as someone who was a lay leader before this vocation, I feel that the idea of Sabbath can be difficult for many Christians to engage with. For some, taking a time to rest from the work of the other 6 days of the week seems like a waste. Our culture has taught us that if we are not constantly on the grind, if we are not always trying to get ahead, we are falling behind our friends, families, and rivals. Taking a single day off can feel like a death sentence when we are enraptured by this mindset. Then there is the flip side of this attitude. Some Christians guard their Sabbath time to such an extent that they do not leave space for God to breathe into their lives on that day. Much like the Pharisees, we focus on the restrictions found in the commandment of Deuteronomy 5, in which we are to not do any work. But we forget that the commandment starts with God calling us to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Sabbath is about reserving space for the holiness of God to dwell amongst us, for putting our everyday busyness on pause so we can intentionally fellowship with God's people as we communally encounter our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Jesus calls out the Pharisees for ignoring this important part of God's holy commandment, to hold this day as holy. Our God is a God who cares for the poor, the hungry, the forgotten. That is exactly what Christ and his disciples did in this passage. They ate, and their hunger was satisfied. Then they went and healed a man who had been ignored by his community for his physical difference. This is the restorative gospel work of Sabbath. Today's prayer. God, as we go throughout this season of Lent, a time where we focus more on your holiness, let us reserve space for your Sabbath work. Let us pause our everyday work so we can care for the poor, feed the hungry, and include the forgotten into your holy community.